This Palm Sunday, April 13th at 3 p.m., the Bach Society of Dayton performs Handel's Messiah. But this time, the performance is in Troy at the Arbogast Performing Arts Center. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus and with Discover Classical's own David Crean, who is also the director of the Bach Society of Dayton. How is performing at the Arbogast in Troy physically different from your usual home?
It's going to look somewhat similar as it usually does at the Adventist Church, but we'll have a slightly bigger space to work with. The chorus will be all condensed into one group at the Adventist Church. They're kind of spread out. Some are in the loft and some are on risers, but here they'll be all together and the orchestra will be in front, but it'll look mostly the same from the Adventist Church.
Are you going to use the big screen for anything?
We are. We're going to try and use the big screen for our text display like we use in the screens in the Adventist Church, but we're going to have to restrict it to the top of the screen because the chorus will be on risers and we'll be blocking a good deal of it. But we think we can use the top for the text.
Who do you use for the orchestra?
It's our usual group of mostly DPO people. Aurelian Oprea is going to be our concertmaster as usual, and we've got Eric Knorr playing trumpet on The Trumpet Shall Sound, so it's a great group. We're happy to have them again. A slightly bigger group this time because it's a bigger hall.
And who are your guest soloists?
Our soprano is Erin Kesey, and our alto is Rachel Bosey from Troy. Tenor is Andrew Jones, and the bass is Ken Shaw from Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music.
And the accompanist is the usual, Alan Kimbrough.
Yeah, Alan will be on our continuo organ, and we'll have a harpsichordist playing harpsichord as well. I don't want to make him go back and forth, so we have two keyboard players for this.
So is this the entire oratorio?
Almost. We're making a couple of cuts at the end of part two and then in part three, just for the sake of time, because the complete oratorio runs close to 3 hours, and that's a lot for people on a Sunday afternoon. So we're cutting a few pieces on the back end of part two and a little bit of part three, but most of the choruses that people know and expect will be there. For unto us a child is born, glory to God, hallelujah, and worthy is the Lamb at the end.
How do you decide what cuts to make?
It's a hard choice. When Neil does it every year with the DPO, he kind of changes it up and makes different cuts every year. There are some more typical ones that people cut. Some numbers are traditionally left out. The one number I was sorry to leave out was Why Do the Nations Rage at the end of part two. But if you do that one, then you're committing yourself to the following chorus as well. And we just didn't have time for that.
It's quite an undertaking to do this oratorio, even with cuts. How have you been able to fit that into your schedule in the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we're preparing it while preparing two other programs. We started it while we were still preparing the March concert. And we've since started preparing the May concert, also while preparing this Messiah. So we've had extra rehearsals on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4, in addition to our regular Monday night rehearsals. So I'm really grateful for the chorus members giving that extra two-hour rehearsal every week. The Messiah is a piece that people know even if they don't know it, because they know the Hallelujah Chorus from something, from TV or commercials or movies. You know, usually you hear it in some kind of adulterated form, but people know the piece. But there's so much more to Messiah than just that chorus. There's so many other wonderful movements. I really encourage people to come out and hear it. By a strange kind of quirk of scheduling, we're actually performing on the 283rd anniversary of the premiere. The piece was premiered on April 13th in 1742. So we're 283 years later performing it on the same day. We also wouldn't have been able to do this performance without some pretty incredible support financially from the Miriam Rosenthal Foundation for the Arts. We're lucky enough to get a grant from them to have this program in Troy. And it's been a considerable undertaking, not just preparing the music, but we've done a lot of advertising. We've had a real advertising blitz in a way that we don't usually do. And the Troy Foundation has also helped us with that as well, so we're really grateful to those two organizations.
David Crean conducts the Bach Society of Dayton in Handel's Messiah, Palm Sunday, April 13th at 3 p.m. at the Arbogast Performing Arts Center in Troy. Get more details at bachsocietyofdayton.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.